WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two new novels that have caught book critic Maureen Carrigan's attention feature egghead heroes who know too much for their own good.
For many of us who suffered the experience firsthand and lived to tell the tale, graduate school, in the humanities at least, was, and doubtless still is, a veritable psychic cesspool of despair and identity confusion, where insecure young people were always quoting someone else, always affecting the mannerisms of their mentors, and always trying to be as smart or smarter than Hegel or Foucault or Wolf. Two weird new novels feature main characters working toward advanced degrees for whom too much knowledge, indeed, turns out to be a dangerous thing. James Morrow's book, The Philosopher's Apprentice, is a hyperkinetic mishmash of horror story, sci-fi yarn, Renaissance allegory, Greek myth, and modern morality tale. It's set in motion when a grad student in philosophy named Mason Ambrose torpedoes his academic career by making enemies with a powerful professor. Adrift, Mason is rescued by a peculiar job offer. A billionaire geneticist invites Mason to fly to her private island off the Florida Keys in order to become a tutor to her teenage daughter, Londa. Because of a swimming accident, Londa has lost her memory as well as her conscience. For a hefty fee, Mason's task will be to fill Londa's brain with Plato and Wittgenstein and the basics of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Or, as he quips when he first hears the job proposal, maybe I should print up a business card. Mason Ambrose, failed philosopher, superegos installed while you wait. The laughter stops, however, once Mason finds that he's landed on a kind of lost island of Dr. Moreau. Mason soon susses out that Londa is not the geneticist's biological daughter, but rather, as he dubs her, a vatling assembled out of potions, electrodes, and beakers. What ensues for the next 300 or so rollicking pages is an ingenious riff on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein and Edmund Spencer's Fairy Queen, with ongoing commentary on anti-abortion activists and satanic academic pride tossed in. The Philosopher's Apprentice, despite its overlay of allusions to the great minds of Western civilization, is not a novel that makes a reader think. Rather, it's the fiction equivalent of a roller coaster ride, where readers are meant to hold on tight and enjoy the giddy thrills of an over-the-top and over-educated plot. Charles Baxter's delicious new tale, The Soul Thief, unwinds much more deliberately and sensuously. It's about identity theft, the old-fashioned kind, sans internet con artistry. The evildoer of Baxter's story lifts his victim's personal profile elegantly through hands-on psychological manipulation. Does this gambit sound familiar? It should, at least to fans of the late Patricia Highsmith and her series featuring the jolly sociopath Tom Ripley. Baxter explicitly doffs his hat to Highsmith, but puts an even more sinister Hitchcockian spin on the classic plot. From its very first pages, we readers know that The Soul Thief will be a glittering addition to the canon of confiscated identity stories because of its setting. An unidentified, dreary graduate school program in Buffalo, New York during the 1970s. The reigning smartest guy, there was always a smartest guy back then, in this fish tank is Jerome Kuhlberg. Our naive hero, a fellow student named Nathaniel Mason, recalls hearing legends of Kuhlberg long before he met him. Kuhlberg was given to public performative thinking. When his college friends lounged in the Rathskeller, drinking coffee and debating Nietzsche, he sipped tea through a sugar cube and undermined their arguments with quotations from Fichte. The quotations were not to be found, however, in the volumes where he said they were. They were not anywhere. Like spaghetti on a fork, Nathaniel finds himself twirled around by Kuhlberg, and slowly, too slowly, he catches on that Kuhlberg has begun appropriating parts of his personal history. Throughout The Soul Thief, Baxter ruminates on how people become someone else, either through death or trauma or the slow disintegration of aging. Lots of things out there lie in wait to steal our identities, Baxter warns. Sure, vampires like Kuhlberg are to be avoided, but how can any of us hope to escape the more mundane identity thieves of time and change?
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Philosopher's Apprentice by James Morrow and The Soul Thief by Charles Baxter.